Confidential by Ellie Monago. Performed by Lauren Ezzo, Noah Berman, Kristen Watson-Heinz, Danny Campbell, and Emily Sutton-Smith.
Happy anniversary, baby. I said it breathily, like Marilyn Monroe to JFK, and I was wearing a negligee and holding a cheesecake. That's Michael and me. The perfect intersection between sexy and ironic, between sleaze and cheese. No, there's nothing sleazy about us. Despite what anyone might think if they knew how we met, all the jokes they could make about therapist-client privilege. My love for Michael was boundless. I had opened up to him in ways that I never thought possible before. I hadn't even known to want them. And now, he was all mine. That's what we were celebrating. Hard to imagine that when I first met him more than 2.5 years ago, I hadn't even been attracted to him. Now, I was borderline obsessed, but in a healthy way. He would know, right? I love you, Dr. Michael, I whispered, lowering myself so that he could take in my cleavage, pillowed in red silk, as I placed the cheesecake with its 2 burning candles on the table in front of him. He rewarded me with a grin. I called him Dr. Michael only on special occasions, and it always turned him on. Blow them out, I urged, and he complied. Then I dredged my fingers through the cheesecake and put them in his mouth. He licked them clean, slowly. You think of everything. He was looking at me in the way only he could, so full of love, lust, and admiration, like I was a marvel, a force of nature, he liked to say. Then he pulled me down to the floor and the cake after us, which made me giggle. We smeared it on each other's bodies, like finger painting all grown up. No, it was like our wedding, but without any observers. There was no need for smashing confections into faces. Where did that tradition come from anyway? So much passive aggression. How could that bode well for any union? But when Michael and I came together on the dining room floor, it was certainly portentous. After we curled around each other, serpentine and spent, I put my head on his chest and I listened to his heartbeat. It was even faster than my own. Good. A pulse can't lie. Not that I thought Michael lied to me. But we had been a secret for 2 years.